Hello and welcome again to the Journey to Holiness. This week is going to be a very interesting perspective that I'd like for you to attend to very closely. Have there ever been days, weeks, or even months in your life when you seem to be unable to find something that is constant? It seems that changes are inevitable and changes are happening perhaps at a greater speed than you're comfortable with. It may even seem that all around you may be out of touch, out of sync with what you believe were your plans for your life. Maybe you're not able to predict any reasonable outcomes. You perhaps have planned and designed a plan for your life, and somehow it veers off track. Well, this is not an uncommon situation that are faced in Christians as well as non-Christians. One of the things that we have as an advantage, however, is that as Christians, we have an opportunity to have tools that will lighten our load. Sometimes there will be days when it seems that things are falling apart, and you're not even certain where you should turn. Well, I'd like to give to you some tips today on how to lighten your load and how to get to the point of feeling that you're in control because God is in control. One of my very, very favorite scriptures is one of the books that I feel is very exciting. It comes from a song book called The Psalm. Well, this week, I'd like to call your attention to this week's Anchor of Holiness, which says, study positive, uplifting scriptures and commit them to memory. You can overcome any emotional and spiritual struggles with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so as we look at the Word of God today, in one of my favorite books, the Psalms of David and other writers, it is actually a song book. But this week, I'd like to call your attention to number 119 of Psalm. Psalm 119, verses 105 through 111, brings with it a very interesting tune. It then goes to the major climax in verse 112. And so let's look at the 119th number of Psalm, verses 105 through 112. Here, this particular passage is known as NUN. N-U-N. It really reflects a song or reading portion that is an inspirational song that is written to you and to me. Why, it might even be very familiar. Very often we quote Psalm 119 and 105, which says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." But what I'm going to do with you and for you this week is to challenge you to begin to look at the entire concept. You see, here is the way you and I lighten the load. This psalm gives to us a very key focus, perspective, and task as it relates to how we can become in touch with God. Well, there are two very key and important thoughts here. One, it says that the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You see, here the two key principles is the amount of illumination needed for the journey. You see, when you consider something that is a lamp, it is pretty much close to proximity. In fact, if you have a lamp, it's only going to cover a certain area of darkness. However, when you consider proportionately a light, it generally has to do with a larger area of clearing out a larger range of darkness. Well, this can be the same for your life and mine. Let's look a little bit at the scripture. What I want you to do is think very carefully as you read 119th Psalm, verses 1 through 5. But here, I'd like to call your attention to how it sounds in the Message version. It says, "By your word, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. I've committed myself, and I'll never turn back from living by your righteous order. Everything is falling apart on me, O God, but put me together with your word again." then it moves to a point that says, my life is as close as my own hand, but I don't forget what you have revealed. And then finally, in that 112th verse, it says, I concentrate on doing exactly what you say, I always have and always will. This, my friend, is the secret to being able to overcome emotional and spiritual struggles. To understand that it is the light of the Word of God that can keep you and I in a point of feeling destiny bound. You see, the Word of God sheds light when you have no other recourse except what seems to be darkness. In addition, when things seem to be falling apart, it is the Word of God that makes it happen. So here's some things that I'd like for you to do as you get through this week of the journey. Begin to think about how you can identify any encumbrances that you feel is kind of what we call a dark side, something that is not as pleasant as you would want it to be, and maybe even something that has been holding you back. Think about those things and then begin to apply the 119th number of Psalm and say, God, you know what? I can make this happen. How can you make it happen? That's a very good question, and I'd like to answer that by saying, as long as you commit to concentrating on the Word of God, the positive aspect of it, the uplifting aspect of the Scriptures, then you can be more than a conqueror. Your salvation and mine are tied deeply into how we translate and how we adhere to, as well as how we persevere through and with the Word of God. And so as you're going through any situations this week, lighten your load by simply going to the Word of God and then even casting some of these things into your memory. You see, I found that the best way to get rid of bad memories is to cover them with good memories from the Scripture. So for everything that in your life that could be bad, go on, search through the Scripture and replace that memory with something that is a positive memory. It's easy, it's just a matter of practice. And the reality here is sticking and holding on to the Word of God as a lamp to your feet, which will take care of your temporal and immediate concerns, and also a light to your path, which can deal with your future decision about things that you want to accomplish. It'll take you through today and through your future if you simply turn to, meditate on, read and memorize Scriptures from the Word of God. You see, what's going to happen if you fail to do that? You are going to be distracted by everything that is a change. Change invariably distracts us. Oh, you remember Peter as he was walking on the water. He was so intent, but the conditions changed around him, and he became so absorbed with his condition that he began to feel that he was failing. And your life and mine are pretty much the same. When we take our minds and our hearts off of God, off of what his promises are in the Bible, then we too may begin to feel off course. Your conditions do not determine your victory. Your belief and your faith in God does. And so as we get through this week, I want for you to share with a friend that they can become personally whole through God's holiness. Falling apart is one part to moving to falling on your knees. Well, you say, well, why do I have to fall on my knees? Well, when you analyze what a fall is, it's usually caused by something that is a push or an unintentional situation that keeps us in balance. So it is with life. Sometimes things are unintentional. Sometimes we're forced. Sometimes we're pushed. Sometimes we began to fall into situations that we had absolutely no control over. Well, you can lighten the load this week. It doesn't have to be that way, and it doesn't have to stay that way. Just remember the Word of God from the 119th number of Psalm, verses 105 through 112. And I bet you're going to have a great week, as I'm already anticipating the glory of the Lord. Replace bad memory with a good memory of the scripture. The word of God is in fact the sword, and you can fight off any tool, any weapon, any wiles that the devil sends your way, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Go ahead, turn on the light, lighten up your life. God is there. Would you like to share this with a friend? Why not? Go ahead and invite them to come to the website at www.drdoritafield.com. Go in and click on J2W Lessons. Not only will they enjoy this week, but they can get tools and tips from all in the past. And so, move on in the Lord. Lighten your load. Stay in the Word of God. You are more than a conqueror, and this is going to be a great day. And until next week, be whole, be free, and be blessed.